are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network at eurofolkradio.com. And now, it's the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody, and today I'm delighted to welcome back an old guest and an old friend. He hasn't been on for a while, but he's done many, many, many shows for me, and it's always a delight to have him on. He's Dr. Eric Karlster. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
I'm with you, Andy. Hi. It's good to talk to you again after this hiatus we've had. Ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking about that. It's certainly been a while. So, what have you been up to since you've been on? Let me just get my little list here. I'm just scrolling down, and then I can give you the date for when you were last on. Here you are. Just go across here.
I retired from a 30-year university teaching career in 2011, and then since then I've been, you know, kind of following my passions, one of which is music, and one of which is research in areas that I think are of critical importance for our civilization. And so I have 5 websites that I've been maintaining. These are 911nwo.com, naturalclimatechange.org, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, sanluisvalleywaterwatch.com, and my music website is erickarlstrom.com. And since we talked, I think last fall, I've worked pretty hard on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, both researching and experiencing this phenomenon that we call the program or gang stalking. Actually, it's fourth generation warfare from our military. So I really have come to some kind of a new plateau of understanding. So this is why I was hoping we could talk again. I'd like to share with you some of the, the headlines of what I've been discovering.
Yeah, and I just checked. I'm on my secondary computer, so my show database, it was well out of date than the current version, but I found it on my website, and you were last on November the 27th. So it's not necessarily that long ago, I suppose, because you're always on fairly regularly, at least once a month. It seems like a while, but I'm really pleased that you've been spending your time, you've been researching. And what sort of information would you like to get into today?
Well, I would like to continue talking about the program, the gang stalking program. It's every time I turn around and keep researching and experiencing, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I think it's perhaps one of the greatest issues in front of humanity now, although, our politicians are completely stonewalling any discussion of it. So, Andy, I sent you a song. Would you like to start with the good news and then we can get into some of the bad news?
Absolutely. Let me line the song up now. I've got it on my desktop here.
I did a gospel CD last year. It's called Gospel Refrain, and this is on that. It's an old song from about 1890s, and I think it gives us, kind of a north bearing and good news before we launch into what I consider to be fairly dire information.
Yes, absolutely. And I have a copy of that CD, which I very much enjoy. I play that quite frequently, actually. I took the songs and put them on my phone. That's where I listen to all my shows and all my music. And this song, folks, is called Life is Like a Mountain Railway. So I'm going to mute us both and then play the song. Here we go, folks.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer so brave. We must make this run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve, the fills, the tunnels, never falter, never fail. Keep your hands upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. You will roll up grades of trial, you will cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on this lightning train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty never fail. Keep your hands upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Oh, blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. You will often find obstructions, look for storms and wind and rain, on a fill or curve or trestle, they will almost ditch your train. Put your trust alone in Jesus. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hands upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Oh, blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot into which your train will glide. There you meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
Excellent. I enjoyed that very much. Eric, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the song before we get into the update on the gang stalking?
It goes back to about 1890 and a time, I think, when our civilization was more focused on on its Christian roots. And, of course, Western civilization is Christian civilization. And we're kind of living off the fumes of it right now. The Bible tells us greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And I thank you for indulging me in playing that. I just thought it'd be really good to remind people of that as we get into some, you know, what seems to be perhaps overwhelming information here, because I think God is, still in control. We need to pray to God and keep rowing to shore. And so that's supposedly by Eliza Snow, but the authorship is somewhat in debate because it's about 130 years old now. But it's a great song, and many, many artists have done it. So, yeah, let's get into the gang stalking. And again, this is a very inadequate term. Let's call it what it is: unconventional warfare, asymmetrical warfare, civil military operations, low intensity conflict. This is what the military is doing to kind of mop up, silence all dissent, all dissenters of the New World Order. And before I start with what I'd like to quote, my kind of summary paragraph on this, but first I'll quote James F. Marino, who wrote an article called "The Human Species is on the Precipice of Becoming a Race of Mind-Controlled Cybernetic Slaves." And here's what he says, and I repeat this because I think he nails it. It is Rothschild Zionism's control over the U.S. military intelligence complex and its total subversion of this complex, which the American citizenry must collectively be made aware of, especially since this Orwellian complex is being used in secret to brain map the entire U.S. population in the interest of ultimately reducing us to a cybernetic race of beings whose state of consciousness will come from a neural network of artificial intelligence-driven computers. Imagine a race of people all thinking the same thoughts simultaneously while being incapable of having an individual thought, a true slave race, and you can begin to understand the inherent evil which drives those who operate within the very hierarchy of this complex. And he says, if we are attempting to unravel the secret of the most perplexing mystery of this century, which is mind control, we should acknowledge that certain segments of mankind, in order to accomplish their power-hungry plans, have often been happy to pull the veil over the eyes, if not put out the eyes, of their fellows who inhabit this earth. So, of course, we're talking about the synagogue of Satan, which is very much going for broke right now, as I'm sure you know. It's kind of a full court press to bring in their New World Order. So let me just, unless you have a comment there, I thought that'd be a good background. You know, I've got these five websites, and mostly I've been working on gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, which has now nearly 1,000 posts. And I've always kept in the back of my mind the adage of American Indian chief Joseph, who said, "It does not take many words to speak the truth." Well, he lived in a simpler era. And, you know, I must have millions and millions of words on my websites because these are basically digital libraries of information that are free to the public. I feel like as a professor, an ex-professor, this is my role, my contribution. But I thought, gee, if I could just summarize all this information into one paragraph. So I gave a stab at it. And I'm pretty sure that everything I'm saying here in this paragraph is correct. It may not be the most beautiful, flowery English in the world, but I believe it is all correct. And we could talk about any single point here for a long time. Starts off, the big lies of 9/11, the global war on terrorism and national security enterprise, racket actually, and catastrophic man-caused global warming, climate change, are propaganda and coercive psyop deceptions designed to justify global military police conquest and impose totalitarian world government, UN Agenda 2030. To achieve their long-sought Luciferic empire, Judeo-Masonic Illuminati Satanists controlling the major nations are waging unconventional, electronic, cyber, net-centric, civil military, and brain psychotronic warfare against civilian populations. This, quote, fourth-generation warfare deploys special operations forces, SOFs, and psychological operations groups, POGs, of all military branches. This is our tax dollars at work. Intelligence agencies, FBI, police, private security contractors, by the thousands, both military and intelligence, first responders and civilians, neighborhood watch, citizens on patrol, and cult religious groups, in conjunction with total surveillance, big data from the NSA, the global information grid, GIG, AI, increasingly artificial intelligence, supercomputers, psyops, psychological operations, satellites, directed energy, non-lethal, and neuroweapons, and the global neural network, or hive mind, no-touch torture, man-machine integrations, and brain-to-computer interface, supercomputers for mind and behavioral control of individuals and populations. This system identifies, tracks, targets, and eliminates innocent civilians, whistleblowers, critics of government policy, etc., who are secretly and extra-legally classified as, quote, threats, adversaries, enemies, terrorists, etc. Elite planners expect that by 2030, these artificial intelligence, warfare, and brain subjugation systems will be fully automated and will combine the above elements with 5G, fifth generation, internet frequencies, the Internet of Things, IoT, smart cities, smart devices, weather warfare, geoengineering, which of course gets into HAARP and chemtrails, and other state-sponsored, contrived, false flag terror events, and the one world brain, the Internet. This technocratic Jewish universal empire, Jewish utopia, satanic, antichrist, transhuman kingdom is to be ruled from Jerusalem, which some elites now refer to as the Eternal City. Well, there's a lot there, Andy. I don't know. This is a bitter pill to swallow. But what I'm saying here is that everything in there is true. We know who's doing this. We know where it's coming from. We've got the patents. We've got the history of this. We know that it's the ruling elite that controls the nation states. The question is, what are we going to do about it? You know, are we going to just sit back and let them put the 5G transmitters right next to our homes and cook us with weaponized frequencies of millimeter wave frequencies like that they use with actual weapons, like the active denial system at 95 gigahertz. This is the world we're living in, where the synagogue of Satan, which you are, one of the experts about, is going for broke. And those of us who've been watching this for a while can watch their moves now. We see what they're doing. We see who they are. We see what their plan is. And the question is, what can we, who are the relics of the inheritors of Western Christian civilization, do to protect our lives, the lives of our nations and our families and friends? I'll pause there, Andy, to see if you want to jump in.
Yes, I mean, it's something that struck me recently, and I haven't brought it up on the show, but you'd be about the best person to bring it up with. And that is these reports that, well, firstly, when we see all this transgenderism and, sexual immorality, all these different things being pushed today, it's almost as if, and they keep jumping up and down about vaccines and anyone who criticizes vaccines, they're evil and all this sort of nonsense. And I get the feeling that they had their system all put together a couple of decades ago. And it involved interlocking between vaccines and what they were doing with the chemtrails and all that to affect this young generation that we've got today. Because we keep hearing that it's the young generation we need to look after and we need to pander to, because they're going to be the inheritors of this planet. And we know with communism, one of the goals was you just get control of one generation, you can change the world. And I feel that they believe that they've done enough scientifically to essentially brainwash this generation we've got coming through at the moment. What is it, Generation Y or something? That they put in all these Silicon Valley positions and tell them to censor people left, right and centre, and only to promote leftist Marxist views, almost as if they are the first true brainwashed generation. Do you hold any credence to that assessment, Eric?
Well, yeah, you know, it's David Icke's term, the tiptoe totalitarianism. I mean, you know, and I was in the 60s generation, and, you know, the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing came along very powerfully there, you know, with the music and the drugs that were imported by our, you know, by our esteemed government. And yeah, our country was Satanized very much at that time. I didn't realize it because I was living through it. And it's only, you know, in hindsight that, so I think what's happened is it's been just, you know, ramped up. I think that the satanic kingdom, the transhuman kingdom, has been planned, like you say, for a long, long time. And we can point to, you know, the Macy conferences of the 1940s and 50s. Actually, we can point to World War II as a real watershed, at which point America's political and military leaders had already decided that we were going to, you know, take over the role of empire, and we were going to rule the world, and that we were going to turn the world into one world government. I mean, this was on the planning of the Council on Foreign Relations. But what I think people don't understand is that the ruling, Preston James, PhD writer for Veterans Today, wrote an article in 2014, "You Are the Enemy." And he's laying this at the feet, and he's saying that, you know, the populace, the American people, are going to be subjected to one, you know, indignity and provocation and degradation after another now. And, you know, part of that is as a beta test to see what they can get away with. But part of that, of course, is that those who, you know, stand up and resist then become the enemy, and then they can go, you know, target them with gang stalking or fourth generation warfare, whatever. So what we have is a takedown plan for all of the nations, all religions, the family, private property, just as was laid out in the 1776 Bavarian Illuminati documents written, you know, by Adam Weishaupt, paid for by the Rothschilds on behalf of Jacob Frank, the Satanist Jew, and the Sanhedrin. So what we have is a, you know, and the this radically evil military police state is actually the consummation of the protocols 15, 16, and 18. I've got a post on that in my website. So the important thing, I think, for people to realize is that our governments no longer represent us. You know, they haven't for a long time. They are, in fact, mafia states. They're mafia racketeering terrorist states. The terrorist economy is what runs the U.S. United States government now. And so the national security enterprise is a racket. People are cashing in up and down. They're making, you know, they're probably spending $1.5 million per year on us targeted individuals or more, but they're still making money because there's so much federal grant money that's being given to the Department of Homeland Security, which gives out the grants to the, you know, the first responders and the local police and the neighborhood watch, and everybody's got a piece of the action here. So the whole, you know, what has transpired is that, you know, the U.S. military, being the empire, has always had to find enemies to justify its existence. And there's books by Anthony Sutton, you know, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy. And there's another one by John Stockwell, highest level CIA operative to go public, his book is The U.S. in Search of Enemies. So we're always creating enemies. How do you create an enemy? You attack somebody. And if they still stand up, then you say, well, they're resisting our, you know, our occupation. So then they become an insurgent or a terrorist or an adversary or whatever. But basically the bully on the block is the $800 billion a year U.S. military. And of course, they've got all their, you know, propaganda wings, and their, you know, they've got all their special operations forces and all their cooperation with the military industrial complex, the corporate sector. So there's one thing where the revolving door between the two, you get the same people going back and forth. And so now we have the crony capitalist situation where people are scratching each other's back in a completely bogus and fraudulent. This is why I started my paragraph as I did. You know, the war on terror is completely fraudulent. It means that the powers that be can decide whoever they like and then call them a terrorist. If they don't like Russia, well, it's a terrorist state. If they don't like me, then I'm a potential terrorist threat. I get put on the watch list, and then, you know, then they do their program on me and many, 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 many millions of others around the world. So we're dealing with a system which is so evil that most people can't wrap their heads around it. Yeah, the LGBT thing and all that stuff, or BLT, as I like to call it, I mean, this is all part of the cultural degradation. But now I'm talking about military conquest of the world using directed energy weapons, which are, of course, invisible, non-lethal weapons, as it's sometimes called, remote neural monitoring, mind control, and eventually hiving in the entire human species to the one world brain. I mean, this is the plan they've got. They want to get this computer brain-computer interface going. They can already read our thoughts with their signals intelligence to some extent with the EEG heterodyning that they do, and they've been able to do that for 40 years. All this, the military is so far beyond what the American people and the people of the world understand. This gives them a tremendous advantage. Let me just read another summary paragraph by a guy who calls himself Dr. X Keyscore. I just listened to his summary yesterday. It says, regarding the National Security Racketeering Network, the program at its core is an extrajudicial political targeting and elimination program. This is a soft kill operation. The expected outcome is self-harm, financial disruption, and social disruption. That is for the targeted citizen. They want to get rid of you via any means possible in a clandestine fashion and also have fun and generate revenue while doing it. This is a style of parasitic crony capitalism because Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and possibly DOD are farming out contracts on innocent Americans. So it is both a political targeting operation as well as a revenue generation scheme that starts off with the deep state shadow government. So this is a black operation. This is a black market operation. This breaks, you know, just about every law on the books in the United States. It's in violation of just about all of the Bill of Rights. It's a violation of most of the Ten Commandments. This breaks so many laws, and yet the state and its apparatus, its full apparatus, is involved in it. And it's, of course, neuroscience is being done, these experiments on unwitting, non-consenting adults who are generally innocent of doing anything. These are being carried out by universities and corporations. So there are many, many, many neuroscience and psychology and sociology and biology departments involved in these atrocities. These are crimes against humanity. And people should be hanging from the lampposts. I mean, remember, maybe you don't, but George H.W. Bush did an interview in 1992 with Sarah McClendon, one of the senior White House reporters, 50-year veteran. And he said, Sarah, if the American people knew what we Bushes have done to this country, they would chase us down in the streets and hang us from the lampposts. And that's exactly true. The Bushes are a third-tier Illuminati family. They came over, you know, at the time of the Revolutionary War from Germany, German Jews, now crypto Jews. And as third-tier Illuminati family, they served the second tier, which is the Harrimans and the Rockefellers, who in turn served the first tier, which is the Rothschilds. And this is a satanic system. And it has been this way for a long, long time. Now it's starting to come to light. But most of us are handicapped. We can't even conceive of the evil that these people are doing on a daily basis. This whole neuroscience thing is at the center of it. You know, the mapping the brain, getting control of a human being, and behavioral modification, they might call it. But this is what they want to do. Here's what one targeted individual says. As a targeted individual, you're attacked from many forces from all sides. It seems that the whole society is against you. You are an enemy of the state. This is called joint targeting. This military strategy is described in these military documents. You are a military target. And then this person lists, you know, joint publication 360, joint targeting, joint chiefs of staff 2007, PDF. Et cetera, et cetera. I've got so many military documents on my website, Andy, you can't believe it. Look under the mind control subsection of my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, and you'll see so many patents and so many military documents that prove that this is going on. But you know what I was really hoping to talk about this time, that's all introduction, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time. I wanted to get into a kind of a hypothesis that is starting to gel with me. And I have organized now my website so that if you look under gang stalking, which is the first subheading, and please look at this stuff. I'm not doing this for my for my own health, although it does help me to be educated. I'm doing this for others. And what we see is this the same kind of mystery conundrum that we found when we investigated 9/11, which is the government did it. The interagency did it. And on the other hand, the Jews did it. So how is that possible? How could the Jews do it and the government do it? Well, there's a link there. And of course, Ariel Sharon said it succinctly in October 2001. He said, you know, we Jews in Israel control America and the Americans know it. So that's the link. They have infiltrated, they control the government. So yes, the Jews did it, and yes, the government did it. Well, it's exactly the same thing with gang stalking. And I can prove, you know, a thousand ways from next Sunday that the government did it and is doing it. But also I can, there's very strong evidence that this may be a culturally Jewish phenomenon. And that's what I wanted to explore a good bit today. Now, there's a guy named Stephen O'Keefe, who's a TI in Canada, targeted individual. Again, I prefer targeted citizen as a term, TC, some of these TIs are pretty darn smart, and they figure out what's going on, especially ones who are targeted for, you know, a decade or two or three. They go after really smart people because they want to map their minds, and they want to take that brain. So they probably, you know, remember it was Bobby Fischer who was the world chess championship who said, my basic thesis is that the Jews are criminal people and the Jews completely control the United States and the Jews are using the United States as a vehicle to take over the world. There is no United States as people think of it, he said. It's just a puppet in the Jews' hands. It's a plaything for the Jews. The U.S. government and American Jewry are virtually interchangeable. Well, this is what all the data shows me now. And I've been going at it like a professor does a research project. You gather lots of information, you look for the patterns, and then you draw those out. Well, let me quote this guy Stephen O'Keefe of Canada, the Canadian TI, who did a YouTube video. It's quite good, called Deceive and Hide, Jewish Mob Stalking Culture. And this is on his Operation Catalyst website. And I partially transcribed the text, and this is coming from his text, what he says on the video as he's showing actually these street theater skits and the people involved. He said, with so many Jews involved with methods of deep psychological torment directed at me for so many years, it is impossible that these methods are not culturally Jewish, known by all Jews above a certain age. This is a culturally Jewish method of profile and stalking someone to ruin. No, he said, this culturally Jewish method of profile and stalking someone to ruin would have existed before technology made it easy, like all our, you know, phone apps, etc. Perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands. The benefits to shadow governments are endless. Spy operations, police stings, drug dealing, money laundering, drops, and black operation terror events, where an asset or target are surrounded by nothing but layers of backup in a pre-scripted crowd simulation. What gave away the core of this mob stalking method as culturally Jewish was that Israelis always positioned themselves in the lead to appear as a victim, with their terrain cues consistently ordinary per Mossad and Shin Bet's mottos of deception and concealment as a strategy. The culturally Jewish methods of deception and concealment are mafia tactics, as evidenced by the similarity in criminal activities between American Jewish mafia and the Israeli Jewish mafia, the embedded nation of Israel and Israel proper. Jewish American mafia criminal activities, narcotics, trafficking, racketeering, gambling, loan sharking, bookmaking, contract killing, diamond trafficking, extortion, weapons trafficking, fraud, prostitution, and money laundering, and I'll add also, I think, human trafficking. Israeli mafia criminal activities, drug trafficking, diamond trafficking, racketeering, loan sharking, robbery, extortion, money laundering, hijacking, gambling, prostitution, bookmaking, weapons trafficking, and human trafficking. This guy just laid it out. Now, I have probably about 20 or 30 posts. I've got about nearly 1,000 posts, like I say, on my gang stalking, mind control, cult stalk website.com website. And, you know, under gang stalking, I've kind of put to the top the ones that relate to to what might be culturally Jewish aspects of gang stalking. One of these is an article by a guy named Kenneth Goff, who was summarizing the psychopolitical doctrine which grew up under Lenin and then has been used in their psychotronic warfare throughout the Soviet Union. And that's in a PDF form as well. People can read that. And basically what Lenin did is he got this guy Pavlov, you know, Pavlov's dog, the psychologist or psychiatrist who viewed humans as just, you know, material, mechanistic things, you know, like animals or something. And he figured out, you know, if you feed a dog and ring a bell, the dog will salivate. And then pretty soon you ring a bell and then the dog salivates. And so Lenin asked him to take his knowledge of, you know, how to manipulate critters and then apply it to humans. And this is what the Soviet Union did for all those years. This is one of the reasons it was hell on earth. Well, all of that came directly, of course, into the communist countries like East Germany with the Stasi, which one of the founders was a Jew named Marcus Wolff. Well, and then in 2002, right after 9/11, when America, invented its Department of Homeland Security, who did they bring over to help establish it? Marcus Wolff, the guy, the Jew who established the Stasi. Now, the Stasi, you know, is again, this is the same faces of the same program, stalking individuals, having other citizens spy on individuals and to ruin. And so these are characteristic of totalitarian, brutal totalitarian states. We see that with the Gestapo. We see that with the COINTELPRO, the FBI. And I think we've talked about these things. But basically, there's many lines of evidence to suggest that these are kind of, if we go back even into the Bible, we could say, oh, Jesus was gang stalked. The apostles were gang stalked. What the Jews would tend to do, you know, shunning was big and swarming was big. They would put swarms of people around somebody they wanted to isolate and harass. And then, of course, stoning. Well, you could look at the gang stalking program as taking each of those elements of shunning and swarming and stoning and then, you know, bringing them into the modern era with very, very high tech stuff like directed energy weapons and voice to skull, synthetic telepathy, virtual telepathy, etc. So what we're dealing with, I think, is old cultural tactics, which are now writ large and going to be even writ larger across the world because they want to normalize this program. They want to make it part of our world. They want to take it out of the shadows and put it into the mainstream, Andy. They want this to be, if you've got a group and you got some money and you don't like so-and-so, well, then you just like Harvey Weinstein did. Harvey Weinstein, who, of course, sexually harassed many, many women. He had a lot of money. I guess he's a Hollywood billionaire or millionaire. So he hires Black Cube. Black Cube is coming right out of the Mossad in Israel. It's an Israeli firm staffed by ex-Mossad people and ex-Shin Bet, et cetera. And what they did is they went and gang stalked the women who were complaining and the reporters who were reporting about Weinstein's crimes. And there was a guy named Ronan Farrell, who reported on this, and pretty interesting reading. He's actually the son of Mia Farrell. But I think that there's a lot of evidence to suggest that this is a culturally Jewish phenomena, and that it's going to go mainstream unless we shut it down. I mean, it breaks every rule we've got. So the only way that they can get away with this is if they maintain a mafia state, which has absolutely no connection to morality of Christianity, the Ten Commandments, and the law of the land. So there's no due process. It's an extra legal thing. Somebody puts you on a list, you're toast, you know. So this is hell. What they've done is they've invented a system to bring the world to hell. And of course, that is their goal. So this is a very dire situation, and my question, I guess, my consideration is, what are we going to do about it? I mean, can we sue them? Can we bring them to court? There have been many attempts to sue the U.S. government, the NSA, various elements here. But you know, what we're dealing with, you know, might makes right. We're dealing with a situation where the governments have had this power over people to do these black projects in complete secrecy, mind control, going back to World War II, putting chips in And then let me mention one more thing, you know, just another anecdotal story. When I started doing these interviews several years ago on this topic, I got a letter out of the blue from a guy who claimed to have been implanted with a chip, you know, some 40 years ago and hit with microwave weapons ever since, over 40 years. He came up and visited me. We talked in Crestone, where I lived then, and he told me Jews were behind the whole thing. And interestingly enough, his parents are both Jewish. And he, you know, I mean, and so I, these little threads, you know, I kind of, what, you know, I didn't have any place to put that. It didn't make any sense. But now it's starting to make sense to me in the sense that Jews want the world. They want it all. They want your wealth. They want your property. They want your brain. Satan, of course, they are Satan's, minions. They are in bondage to Satan. According, you know, Jesus said they are of your father, the devil, and his lust you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar and the father of lies. So this tribe, somehow or another, must be the serpent seed, must be the serpent people, must be, you know, that entity which is bringing about the utter devastation and destruction of civilization so that they can have their utopia. And, you know, as a not person who's, you know, lived my life in America, and I'm not a criminal, but I've been targeted in this system, which is very criminal. So my, you know, what's my response? Well, I have to try to look for every single possible avenue to expose this, to defeat it, I think we all have to stand up. You know, it's all hands on deck. It's like, turn off your TV. I'm imploring your audience here, Andy. We don't have time to sit around and talk about small talk. We have to get down to business. Our world is being taken over by the serpent people. They have a plan. They've been working on it for 3,000 years. They've got these weapons. So how are we going to respond? And so this is the question I asked myself. I did a program recently with some other TIs, you know, about looking at legal aspects of this. Right now, the best I can think of is to try to expose it, but we have to bring this system down because it is a criminal system and it's leading us towards complete slavery and genocide. I mean, there can't be another problem which is even close to this in terms of its importance for the future, in my opinion.
What I find so interesting, Eric, is this rollout, based upon what you just said, it fully explains why we've got this great big push of anti-Semitism here and anti-Semitism there, and we need to stop anti-Semitism and the international definition of anti-Semitism, and it just goes on and on and on and on through the media. And of course, they never actually give any examples of anti-Semitism because they haven't got the ability to refute that. So if you are to quote people like Joel Stein or a variety of other sources who basically admits of the power that the Jews hold, they're not going to report that. They're just going to keep whining and whining about anti-Semitism. It would make sense that in order to get their system in place, they need to stifle any criticism of them. And so the people can't fight back, because if they're not even allowed to criticise the behaviour of the people that are implementing all these things that you described, then the people aren't going to have any hope of surviving. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah, and this is what we saw, you know, after the Bolshevik Revolution. The first law that Lenin, the Jew from Germany, passed was, outlawed any anti-Semitic comments. And of course, the same reason, because it was the Bolshevik Revolution, the Russian Revolution, was a fabrication of the Jewish power elite, very much so. And that elite was coming from the major cities of the world. It was not coming from the proletariat. It wasn't coming from the Russian people. So, yeah, the hypocrisy is off the chart. You know, they've got all these laws now against hate speech and against you can't do this BDS thing. You can't boycott Israel. Well, look what Israel did in 1934, or the Jews worldwide did it to Germany. They did a global boycott of Germany. So they have this double standard. You know, they are above the rest. Everybody else is just cattle, beasts, and they are the only humans. In fact, they believe they're gods. This is not the case. They are snakes. They are, you know, they are, they're very dangerous people. And part of that danger is they can be very, very charming, and they can wear suits and smile. And, you know, it takes a long time to see through the deceptions. But we're now living in an age, Andy, where, you know, so many of these crisis actors are paid by the government to go fulfill this role at Sandy Hook and that role at this false flag event. And these surveillance role players are paid to go harass citizens who are targets, paid by the government or paid by private agencies. You know, I believe that most of our politicians now are actors. I mean, you look on the TV and there's these gorgeous women. They don't know anything. They're reading lines. You know, they're not chosen because they have a brain. They're chosen because they're attractive, you know. And it's the same just almost across the board now, where we have all these actors in place who are you know, it's part of the great deception. So we live in this incredible age of deception. Jesus, and of course, the Bible warns us about. And we have to stand up to these snake people. I mean, they are serpent people. And, you know, the reason I wanted to mention this YouTube by Stephen O'Keefe, the Canadian TI, you know, there's always a question, well, there's just a few bad Jews at the top, right? And they're all nice and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's saying every Jew over a certain age would know about this program. Well, that changes your thinking. It's like, okay, they are, you know, a hive mind already. They are a tribe with a collective vision of world conquest, which is going to benefit them. And even if they don't know the details, their allegiance is with that, you know, that tribe, with Israel, with the Jews. And I'm starting to realize that this is probably the case. So, you know, the fact that Mike Pompeo is getting up there and saying, okay, anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism, and Donald Trump has his own Chabad Lubavitch rabbi, and he's, you know, all buddies with Bibi. I mean, these guys are complete sellouts. These guys have sold out Western civilization and the United States of America to give power to the financial sector, to give it to Goldman Sachs and the Jews, you know. So our problem then is we're being led by a mafia state. Now, by the way, Russia also has a mafia state. There's a book called Mafia State by a journalist, a British journalist named Luke Harding, who reported for The Guardian and went to live for 4 years in Russia. And he did what he thought a reporter should do. He reported on some, you know, what was going on, which involved some government corruption. And he found himself on a list, and he found himself gang stalked. And the book is very interesting because it describes the psyching that they would do to him. And towards the end, he actually goes and interviews a guy in Germany who was high up in the Stasi Academy. They had they'd go to school to learn how to do this. This is the weaponization of psychiatry and psychology, how to use it to destroy other human beings. So he has this conversation at a coffee shop with a guy who was a instructor at the Stasi Academy. And the guy's still teaching psychology. Now, that tells you a lot about our societies, because what he did is he killed people using psychology as a weapon. And he was evidently valuable enough to the state that the state continues to pay him to share his expertise and train young psychologists. So we now have a society where everything is a weapon. Our society is a weapon. America's militarized with this program. It's weaponized, it's criminalized, and it is satanized. So what they've done, you know, this is how they're going to accomplish all those Illuminati objectives of, you know, destroying the nation state, the family, private property, religions. They're doing it. So anybody who's read about the Illuminati and the Synagogue of Satan can see, okay, this is what they said they were going to do. This is what they said they were going to do in the protocols. And guess what? They've just about done it. So then the question is, well, are we just going to, is it going to be Blade Runner from here on out? And we're just going to hide? Or are we going to somehow get connected and push back? And I guess that's my big question and concern, Andy. And of course, I know you're nearer the front lines of this, so I'm happy to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. I think that what you've said, it's very interesting. There's certainly, I mean, at no time, you talked about the 3,000 years that they've been pushing for this, at no time have they had the power that they've got today. They would get power over individual countries, and we can see what they've done to individual countries historically. But this is what they've been waiting for. This is the what Zionism really is. Zionism isn't a plan. Well, it is a plan for a Jewish homeland, but the Jewish homeland is the entire world, and the plan is that they control it. It's not a plan to have a little state somewhere that they all go and live in, otherwise they'd have gone there. They wouldn't be living in all these other countries. We even hear about stories of, you know, in South American countries where they're living and there's been problems over there. You simply find these Jewish communities in the majority of countries around the world. And you have to say to yourself, well, do you find, you know, English communities in the majority of countries around the world, or African communities, or what have you? And the answer is that you don't, to the extent that you find these people. And also, you find these people largely in positions of power as well. And this should give people the reason to ask questions on this. So we've got about 5 minutes left, so I'd like to hand back to you, Eric, to close out the show with your thoughts on that and anything else that you'd like to get out before we go.
Yeah, well, okay, thanks, Andy. It's always great to have a chance to talk with you on this show. You know, I guess I would just point out towards the end here that, you know, that the 5G, the Internet of Things, the, you know, the high-tech sector is coming out of Israel and Silicon Valley and a few places in the world. And this is all to be controlled, you know, by Israelis. So this would be how they would then control the human species and cull the human species. I think, you know, I'm hoping that people are going to wake up. I understand Brussels is saying, no, we don't want 5G until we know more about it. But, of course, the powers that be are rolling this out as fast as they can. They want it by next year. Please, people, look into this. Don't let it come to a neighbor, your neighborhood. You know, push back. We don't want 5G. Disengage on an individual level as much as you can from your devices. We don't need to be able to download movies on our cell phones, you know, in 2 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever. Who cares? In fact, wean ourselves from this thing. Go back to books. they've suckered us into dependence on these technologies that are so convenient. But we need to realize that this is a trap, that there is it's a mouse trap. You know, there's cheese in the mouse trap. The cheese is all the power we feel from our, you know, our iPhone and our computer. But this also gives them centralized control. And they have the means through their supercomputers to map our brains and to modify our behavior. This is criminal. The NSA is a criminal operation. Big data is a criminal operation. The United States government, the Russian government, these are criminal operations. And the American people, the Russian people, the British people, we need to call our governments to account. We need to say, okay, enough is enough. George H.W. Bush, his son, these guys are like war criminals of the highest order. The military is a war. I mean, war crimes are policy for our military. So, and many of them are mind-controlled and sexual perverts, according to Kay Griggs, who was an insider married to one of them. And so what we've got is a totally rotten system. And, of course, the snake people love that because they contributed to that. So we who then want a better life for the future and for ourselves and for our nations and our families, it's time to get busy. It's time to, you know, all hands on deck. And my grandfather was a Swedish sailor. All aman på deck, he would say. You know, all hands on deck. Quit messing around. Get on it. You know, we have to get serious about pushing back. And don't worry about saying the Jew word. Don't worry about anti-Semitism. I mean, that's a crazy word. I mean, that's a lie, too, because it's the Palestinians who are Semitic, and the Arabs. These modern Jews are from Khazaria. They're not of Semitic language or race. So, you know, like Bobby Fischer said, you know, no lie is too big for a Jew and no lie is too small. We have to call them out. We have to see them for what they are. I mean, clowns like Zuckerberg, you know, these are pathetic individuals. The only reason they're in power is because they're part of this network, this collective network, and these people are the Satan's minions. Sorry, we can't allow this any further.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for joining me today. Fantastic, as always. Eric mentioned his websites earlier on in the programme. Of course, there will be links to all of those in the posts for this show, so please be sure to check those out, particularly the gang stalking website, which Eric has recently been resorting, as he mentioned earlier in the programme. So, Eric, you know you're always welcome back on, so please touch base with me whenever you want to come back on again with an update. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.
This has been the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on Eurofolk Radio. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You can support Andy's work by going to his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, where his book, The Synagogue of Satan, is available in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.